a new exhibit titled Forming Function, Furniture Designs from the Fay Jones School of Architecture, is now open at the Sugar Gallery, the University of Arkansas Student Gallery in Bentonville. The exhibit features tables and lamps created by fourth and fifth year architecture and landscape architecture students in Tim LaTourette's furniture design class. LaTourette is the woodshop director for the Fay Jones School of Architecture.
It's an opportunity for them to build something full scale, because a lot of times as architecture students, they're building models. Things are scaled down for practical reasons. They get to talk about function at full scale. Is it going to work? Is it going to tip over? Is it going to stand on its own? How will it work as a table? How will it work as a lamp?
In furniture design, LaTourette explains that students learn and apply woodworking skills, like how to make different joints and techniques such as bent lamination, steam bending, and coopering. Each student designs and builds a lamp and a table. Students start out by sketching designs and then discussing the feasibility of completing them.
They have 6 weeks or so per project, so they have to design something that's buildable in that amount of time. A lot of times we edit. We kind of take it a step back or two and simplify. And once we have an idea pinned down and kind of edited down, they go into the building phase.
Tim LaTourette explains architecture and landscape architecture students often play the role of the designer, but rarely the builder. By being able to experience what it's like to actually build something, LaTourette explains students gain an additional perspective, which can help them become better architects. He says when designing tables and lamps, functionality is key.
A lot of it has to do with some of the issues that they have to deal with in architecture. If it's a table, it's going to have load issues as far as how it's going to be used and what's going to be put on it. They like to experiment with cantilevers. A cantilever is where you have a suspended plane without any direct support below it. It's not really for practical reasons, but it's more for the look. But, you know, physics is physics, and you're going to reach a point where a cantilever is just going to fall over. So they have to learn to balance the functional with the artistic and find the happy space in between where the two can work together.
Designing lamps presents another set of issues. Is it going to be a task light or a mood light? How do you wire a lamp so it doesn't burst into flames? LaTourette says you never know quite how a lamp is going to cast light until you turn it on for the first time.
You kind of have to imagine how the light is going to react to this container that you're putting it in and hope that it works, or design something that you think will work the way you want it to. But there is always that unexpected moment, that little bit of surprise when you turn a light on for the first time. And we turn the room lights out, and then the only focus, the sole focus, is on these new lights that they've just made. We turn those on, and that is the source of light in the room, and we get to talk about it. Does it cast light the way they wanted it to? And that really brings function into very clear view, literally.
The Forming Function exhibition will run through September 2nd at the Sugar Gallery, located at 114 West Central Avenue in Bentonville. A closing reception will be held at the gallery on September 2nd from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. For more information, 479-273-5305. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Luke Gramlich.